comes in waves. Most of the time, I'm okay. And then it comes and hits me like nobody's business. And honestly, I've been feeling like this a lot lately. It's love. I'm tired of doing it myself. I'm tired of being alone. I want to share my life with someone. I am just freaking tired.
You know, if you're blue pill, it's easy to feel sorry for her. But when you go red pill, you don't feel sorry for her anymore, right? And the reason why is because she did this to herself, right? I mean, you know, she's not an ugly, even as an older woman, she's not unattractive, right? I mean, most of these girls are pretty decent looking, if not attractive, if not hot, even into their 50s. And you know that they had their pick of men their entire lives. They had them lining up like, you know, a popular nightclub. They had these dudes just coming, offer them the world and more. Okay, that's something that has never changed throughout history. But these women, they just forego those guys to do what? To chase after the guys who aren't going to stick around, who aren't going to be there for them, who are just going to, you know, leave them high and dry, don't care about them. That's how they end up 53, in her case, 53, and still single. Okay, she even said herself in this title here, it says 53-year-old woman still wants the perfect man, but she realizes that she'll probably die alone. This is just a common scenario with most modern women today, not just her. Most modern women today are going to end up just like this. The data even backs me up on this, right? That most women today are going to be single and are going to die alone, right? The only husband that they're going to have is Big Daddy Government. This is why so many of those women, once they get older, they're still single, they're unmarried, they tend to vote left, right? Which is more entitlement, more, you know, raising the taxes of people who are working, more of your money, more, you know, they just want more and more control over your freedoms. You have less freedoms because there are more of these women out there wanting help, right? But this is the problem here is the same with all of these other women who are still single in their 50s, right? They just need to drop their standards a bit. That's the problem. You need to drop your standards a bit. But in, you know, I mean, not only that, but also the fact that they date bad men. They piss on good men. That's really it, right? They piss on the beta brads and the beta providers and the incels and the AFCs of the world all throughout their teens, their 20s, even into their 30s, where they still feel like they're young. And it's not till really they hit their 40s and 50s that they start to come to the awakening that it's over, right? The party's over. The hot guy is not trying to hit on me anymore. I'm not getting as many looks as I used to, not getting the validation I used to. I'm not getting free gifts or cash in my, you know, cash in my mailbox like I used to. The ride is over, and then they sit in their car and cry.
I want to be in love. I want to share my life with someone. I want to feel the joys. I want to feel have my hands held. I want to be held. I want to kiss. I want to support. I want.
Okay, I want. But what did you do to try to earn this stuff, right? You tell me that this woman at 53, right? Again, she's not bad looking, right? She has like nice facial structure and stuff. You telling me that she didn't have any opportunity at all when she was younger? No, of course she did. She had plenty of opportunity. She put herself in this position. That's why I just, you know, I used to back in the day, just like any other blue pill dude, I would feel bad for this chick. Like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry for you. Oh, I'll be there for you, you know, and if I was her age, I wouldn't do that. But yeah, once you go red pill, you realize like, okay, what have you been doing this whole time? You know?
I want my person. Why is it so hard to find your person?
Dude, you gotta be kidding me. Why is it so hard to find your person? If you're a female who's the least bit good looking, it is as easy as a snap of the fingers to find a person. You know who it's hard for? Men, right? We don't have people wanting to take us home and have sex with us. We don't have people approaching us left and right trying to give their, you know, give us their phone numbers and offering to take us out and to free dinners and, you know, pay our car note and give us free housing. No, that doesn't happen to dudes. There's so much female privilege out there that they just take it for granted.
No, it's really hard when love is the one thing you can't force, you can't make it happen. Where is it? I'm so ready.
And Bro, you've been on this planet 5 decades. That's half a century. And you're just now ready? What exactly are you looking for that you have not found in 5 decades? Right? This woman was born in 53. She was born in 1969. Okay? You were born in the 60s, for Pete's sakes. You haven't found anyone you can love? I mean, people find their partner in high school. Some in friggin' in middle school, like Jordan Peterson, right? Didn't he marry his like middle school girlfriend? So what are you doing that you're 5 decades in and still single? I always tell you guys, the biggest red flag is former hotties who are in their 40s and 50s and still don't have a man.
Have a beautiful life waiting for the perfect man to show up. Where is he? I'm 53.
Damn.
And I just can't believe that I'm sitting here, and it has been several years. I think it was over a year that I had a date, and then it's been several years.
You telling me that this chick can't get a date? Again, I mean, she's no model or anything like that, and, you know, personally, I would never date her, but I know the dating market, right? I am a professional dating coach. This chick could get a date, let's see, in the next hour if she wanted to. Even if she just put herself on social, like some of these dating apps, she would have a number of these incels hitting her up. Sad to say, but she would. You can't pick any of those? No. I want the chat still. I want the chat.
Listen, where are all the good men that are ready and want to build a beautiful life together?
At 53? No. You're supposed to do that at 23, okay? Not 53. But here she is, 30 years later, man. Still out there. Still out there, right? So all those female haters that, like, drop comments in my, you know, down below and like, oh, yeah, we're the happiest single and unchildless. Yeah, tell me about it.
There are.
Oh, no, thank you, Grandma. I'm fine. Thank you, though.
Here we go again.
There's that really interesting period between the age of, like, 37 and 44 when you're not old, but you're not young. But you're not old, but you're not young. I don't know. Here we are. You still feel young, and you don't feel old. But it's coming at you.
Yeah, you're not old if you're married, right? If you're married, but if you're out there still dating, you're old, right? It just, I always dial it back and compare it to being a professional athlete. You know, at 35, you're some dude. Yeah, you could still run around. You know, you could still, like, you could still jump and all this other stuff. You're still young at 35. But if you're, say, an NFL running back at 35, you're old.
Interesting period between
it. Oh, let me recover this. And yet again, here we go.
I'm a single mom, and I started online dating this week. And I'm telling you right now, it is single not going mom. Well. I did the Bumble subscription, where basically you could see the guys that already liked you, and then just pick from there. First guy I see is this guy that goes to my gym. However, when I was going to that gym, I was about 55 pounds heavier than I am now. So maybe he didn't recognize me. Not sure why he liked me, but
probably didn't recognize you because, like most chicks on these dating apps, you're using about 10 different filters, and you look nothing like that in real life.
I was super excited about it. thumb gives you these ideas and things to send, and one of them was a GIF. It says, say hey with a GIF. So I just clicked on say hey, and this stripper pole popped up that said, hey sexy, which is something that I would never, ever, 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 ever say. Before I can even come up with an explanation or an apology, the guy deleted me. Next up, we have the situation where I replied to my own comment, which was so embarrassing. Basically, this guy's name was Daniel. I said, hey Daniel, you know, how's your week going? I went back on the app a couple hours later, and I replied thinking he said, hey Daniel, how's your week going? And I replied this. And my week is not going any better, but I'd love to know where you guys met your significant others.
Definitely not on Bumble or any of these other dating apps. And FYI, Bumble is probably one of the wokest dating apps out there, because apparently, like, you can see, or they give you the option, or it's almost forced now, where I think it's still optional, where you could put your gender pronouns. So probably 95% of the women on Bumble are using gender pronouns. What does that tell you? Tells you that app is woke to the core, son. And the last thing you want to do as a masculine man, as a red pill man especially, is date a woke chick. You will drive yourself nuts. I mean, you will sit there arguing while she reports, she recounts talking points that she got from like the mainstream legacy establishment globalist media, right? I mean, you'll be like just wanting to tear your eyes out at how the lack of critical thinking skills she has. Not to mention the fact that I believe on Bumble you can only upload like 5 photos. That is just not enough, and practically all of those photos are filtered. Well, you know, these chicks are just using filters to no core, to no end. I mean, and also apparently you can't discriminate at all. Like if you're into like white girls only, or black girls only, or Asian girls only, or black, white, and Asian girls, right? I mean, you can't do that anymore. You can't check off boxes like this is my preference, or I think even, I think you can still do age, but like ethnicity, you can't do that. And there's some other filters they took away, but regardless, it's a woke app, and you definitely don't want to be there on there, as well as be on any other app. You don't want to use dating apps. That's why you want to get on Mastery and learn from the cold approach pickup artist that can teach you how to approach these women in real life. The guy from the gym didn't even need to swipe on her on the app. I mean, she said herself, oh, he's easy, he goes to my gym. He could have just walked right up to her. But anyway. And with that said, I'm going to wrap up here. Until next time, this is M from the 33 Secrets, signing out here from my DeLorean. It's incredible, about to take off. Don't forget to smash that like button below. Go ahead and smash it right now. Also, hit that notification bell right next to it so that you are notified whenever I release a brand new coaching video here on the YouTube. More importantly, guys, please make sure you subscribe to my channel. Helps me out a ton when you actually subscribe, okay? So make sure you're subscribed to my channel as well. And for all of you guys who want to support my work and all of this red pill, gold pill, and platinum pill content that I'm teaching you even further, the best way to do that is by jumping into my monthly online coaching program, 7 Months to Mastery, where I'm teaching guys just like you how to go out there and approach and close the youngest, hottest, and most beautiful looking women on the planet. I'm talking about 8s, 9s, and 10s, the same exact type of women that myself and all of my coaching students all around the world are out there approaching and closing every single week. And I kid you not, we are making things happen every single week. So take advantage of it, and this is the absolute best way to support my work. So if you want to support me, that's the best way to do it. And right now it's only $1 for the entire first month of coaching lessons, right? It's only $1. So take advantage of it. Okay? Just click that link below in my description box. It will take you over to my website where you can get signed up right now. It just takes 2 seconds. So do that now, and I will see you in my next coaching video. All right, I'm out. Let's get out of here. Woo! Man, this car has some pickup. And this is coming from a guy with a Corvette. This car is actually pretty quick. Don't be fooled. DeLorean is quick. This is, after all, it's a time machine, right?
Woo!